Nope.
No, I haven't seen him.
I thought he might come.
Nope, he isn't.
No, I haven't seen him. No, he's talking about his boy.
Oh.
But I'm with you on that. I hope you're right.
Okay.
It's been long overdue.
Oh, damn it.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. Yeah, just one.
Okay.
We'll call the meeting to order and please stand for the pledge.
Flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Cheryl, would you call the roll, please?
Ballinger.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here. We don't have anybody signed up to speak, do we?
Nope.
Okay. Let's see, what do we got?
The minutes.
Approval of minutes. Do you have a motion?
Yep. Motion that the minutes of the regular meeting of August 1st, 2023 be approved as submitted.
I make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Now, would you read the list of the bills, please?
General Administration, $2,023.13. Police, $3,056.43. Fire, $9,951.10. Street, $3,284.52. Parks, $10,140.01. Public Health and Safety, $3,360.29. Liability Insurance, $2,452.31. Garbage, $26,023.34. Cemetery, $9,305.61. Water Operations, $21,413.91. Sewer Operations, $444.07. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $6,646.46. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $425,958.14.
Entertain a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
Make the motion.
Second.
Okay, motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Okay, we don't have any petitions, communications. Report from the Department of Public Affairs. I'm very pleased with this next motion here. Would you read this next motion?
Yeah. Motion to appoint Taylor Baxter, Administrative Assistant to the Council, for a period of 9 months.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried, and welcome, sir.
Good to have you.
Good to have you. Do you swear him in?
No.
Doing that tonight?
No.
Well, not doing that process, but Mr. Peterson came along, and we didn't have a very good track record. I'm going to just put it out there. We tried to, and on our own, we didn't do so well. And no use. So we just didn't get good selections. If Mr. Peterson coming in here, giving us a little heads up, he had a short list, and a lot of you weren't around, you didn't get to come in, you don't get to interview, you don't get to hear people, but very much impressed. Okay, you came in here, you answered questions, you just did the things that we needed, you back and forth. Every negotiation has been very frugal. Our attorney, I want to thank him very much. I want to thank Mr. Peterson. I want to thank you and Tara Bolt. I think you're going to be a welcome addition to come and hang out in Clinton a little bit. Really looking forward to it. There's a lot of good things that can happen in Clinton, but we just got to find a little bit of vision and start getting the negative stuff out of the way. I think you're going to do a very good job of helping negate some of that. I don't want too much pressure on you. We've got lots of people. The four guys sitting here and the young lady across this room can give you a ton of help. And don't be afraid that at any time, given a chance, you get a hold of us. The two gentlemen sitting in the back, very good resources. They know everyone. They've done a great job. Paul has been a super asset to Clinton and the hospital. I can't give enough credit to people that have come in, and when we really needed things done, they've stepped up. I'm expecting that out of you. I've seen it in how your demeanor is. I've got a cousin in Pontiac area, speaks highly. I think it's going to be a great fit for us, and I really hope that you're around here for quite a while. So I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody coming, Tara. Appreciate you being here. Let anything around. Cheryl knows everything. So you ask her, she can tell you everything. But definitely appreciate it. The guys, I know how hard they've worked. I know how hard John worked at it. And I hope everything works and to your benefit as well as ours. So greatly appreciate it, and thank you for being here.
Thanks, John. You're welcome. We don't need to say anything, John said.
Man, John has not changed, has he?
No. Yeah. I just glare at him.
That's right. Okay, report for the Department of Streets and Public Improvements.
Well, might be short. All I've got is next week is brush pickup. I've noticed a lot of piles out already, in big piles, and we've got this ordinance, so it's supposed to be a pickup size load. So we just ask people to try to abide by that, because we will not pick up the big piles. If they don't pick it up, they will be fined. So that's all I've got.
Report from the Department of Public Property.
I do have quite a bit. It seems like everything that can and has kind of messed up. Water plant, every time we have a meeting, I've been telling you about something. We got the parts in, the line is working, the water is quality is coming up. I know a lot of people had a lot of yellow water, and I've heard a lot about the rust and everything, which I don't want to go back to the days of iced tea. But they did get that put in. It is coming around. It takes a few days. It may even be that we have to get out and do some flushing to make clear it out, but it is coming. But then next, we have a 500 gallon per minute motor that went out, burnt the wiring, and we had to put all new contactors and relays and wire all the way from the panel down to it. We've got a new motor coming. That's not going to be a cheap fix. It never was, never is. But it's coming. It's coming out of Indianapolis, and we're hoping that the next couple of days it will be here and they can get it installed. We already had the plan of putting in the new bearings and everything in the 1,000 and the other 500 motor and getting that pump and everything rebuilt. So that's already on track. But as soon as we can get that, we're slowly but surely replacing about everything on there. And we've got the other engineering done to revamp the entire line silo and the feed system. A lot of the electronics have already been upgraded. That money that we're getting from the COVID grant, that's going to take care of a lot of the things that is necessary to make sure we can produce water. So it is coming, it's going, but it just seems like every time it's around, I'm telling you something is wrong, broke. But it's just that age of the plant. I mean, we've just come to that point that 22 years after we built it, things are breaking, things are going bad. So, but we're getting there. We're keeping the water produced, and we're going to continue to. Also want to thank Danny. I know Nan and Mike are here. They've already sent us a letter about the property over here that the fire department. We own right over here at the corner of Quincy and Main. And I know Saturday, all of you guys, the volunteers came, cleaned up that lot, cleaned up around the building, made it look 1,000% better. Greatly appreciate that. I know that you ran into weather and other commitments that you just couldn't get there as quick as you wanted to, but I greatly appreciate it. My wife will get off my butt now because she went by there and kept telling me we need to clean up that lot. So,
well, we own it. We need to take care of it.
And we are. And but I appreciate that. You took care of it and did a wonderful job. So, finally, that's all I have for right now, unless I think of something.
Okay. Report from the Department of Public Health and Safety.
Once again, I was going to talk about the property over there.
Yeah, they did.
The firemen, they went out and they did it on their own free time to cut the bushes down. We let it get out of control. And it's city property. We have the right to make it look as good as we expect everybody else to.
Yeah. So
it's taken care of and it will be taken care of. Also, the brownstone. Chief Lowers' men have had to have a lot of calls down there getting people out of there. You know, they're just going in there squatting. They'd go in the front door, people would jump out second floor. So I made a decision to call contractors. I called all the locals, and the first one called me back, got the job. I made an emergency decision to board it up and keep them out. I hope we didn't board any in. But, you know, it was an emergency. It had to be done because if somebody gets in there and gets hurt or sets it on fire, we've got more problems. So that I took care of, and we'll be seeing a bill for that, okay? When it happened, I called Tom, I called Cheryl, I called John, so everybody knew what was going on. The Allens is cleaned up. Ben, would you like to talk about anything?
I'm good for this evening, but thank you.
Okay. That's all I got.
Okay, we don't have a report on the cow, Ben. Okay, report from the Department of Public Health and Safety, and I don't have anything to report.
Accounts.
Accounts and finances, that's right. Okay, unfinished business. We have a letter of understanding.
Yep. Motion to approve the letter of understanding between the Police Benevolent Labor Committee and the City of Clinton, State of Illinois, to expand residency from a 30-mile radius to 50 miles.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion.
Ben, you want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So I don't think it's any secret, the climate of law enforcement and the challenges we have with recruiting today. As I introduced, I think at a couple meetings ago, our newest officer, Gracie Edwards, lives in Hudson. Gracie, when she was applying and we were in discussions, Gracie had just purchased a house within the last year in Hudson, her hometown, which happened to be 32 miles from here. So it has not been an issue. I can tell you that while I certainly wish that every officer lived in the city of Clinton or within the county, I do think there's value in being invested in the community. However, it's just not the world we live in today. I mean, quite frankly, we've had to broaden our expansion for recruitment. And quite frankly, whether they live in the community or not, it comes down to accountability of that employee and that person. And that has not been an issue as we have expanded out. You know, initially when I came here, it was 5 miles, then it was 10, then it was 20, and now it's 30. So I'd actually asked for 35. Just to get her within that. The attorneys got together and I didn't have a problem with the 15 either. So that was the purpose of it, but it also kind of opens us up a little bit for, you know, I get that question a lot now from applicants or people, prospective applicants, is what is our radius, our residency requirements? Many of the larger cities around us, Bloomington, Champaign, have no residency requirements. Anyway, we're sticking with a requirement for the time being, but we've expanded it out to get this particular employee within our means and those in the future. That's what the extension is.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. That's the unfinished business. We have new business placed on file.
exemptions for vendors of the Apple and Pork Festival.
Okay, that's all that's on the agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Meeting's adjourned.
Yeah.